Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm asking you to take over the show for 6 weeks. What's 6 weeks?
I'll give you anything, but don't ask me to do 6 weeks. I can't take over the show for 6 weeks. I can't even take over my own life for 6 weeks. And you're asking me to do something that's impossible. It's impossible. Don't you understand? What
are you doing down there so late?
It's impossible. I'm trying to tell you that. What do you want? You want the tears to come out of my eyes?
There's got to be a way you can work it out. It's just 6 weeks.
Rupert, who are you talking to?
Mom!
What is it?
Please stop calling.
Will you give me an answer?
All right, you got the 6 weeks. I'll give you the 6 weeks. Don't bother me. I'll give you the 6 weeks. What can I say? You happy now?
You're a tough man, Rupert.
Well, you gotta be in this business.
I do love it. Man, oh man.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
You know, do you have a copy of that?
Yeah.
You have to get that to me because it has been too long since I've seen the King of Comedy, Robert
Great
De Niro.
Movie. Great
Rupert
movie.
Pupkin and Jerry Lewis. I forgot that's the way he does it better than anything else in the world. Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. Don with a scheduled vacation day today. And we are hail, hail. The gang's all here having a very, very interesting day.
Yeah.
Talking to people like Constantine Maroulis.
How about that?
What a wonderful way to make a day. I want to ask Buzz about his little anniversary evening. See how that went. Everything cool with that?
It was a very pleasant evening. Here's how you know you've been married 32 years. You fall asleep on the couch and have no sex.
So it was really nothing.
It was a very quiet.
Of you on the same
very
couch?
Very quiet evening. Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's nice, true. Buzz.
Sometimes you know, with those particular milestones, they can actually go the other direction. So it was peaceful. There was no altercation.
Yeah. No, there was no trouble whatsoever. No one was injured. No one was arrested.
Well, you know, a little while back, I was thumbing through my subscription copy of Cosmopolitan magazine.
Still take that. Ever since,
thank you.
Ever since Seinfeld.
Thank you very much. No, I actually picked this up one day in the. In the Cemetery Giant across the street. And,
it's a dirty magazine.
It does have, we'll look at the cover of it right here. This one is, this is the August issue, so
who's
sure there's
the broad on the cover? Someone famous?
Who is it? I think Julia Stiles, the least bitchy girl in Hollywood. Who cares?
Erotic sex is one of the headlines.
Guys Uncensored, their Get Naked Fears Will Make You Laugh Out Loud. 16 sexy new hairstyles, Buzz.
Sure.
Hey, and have you noticed outside? Good news for the farmers.
Yeah, it's finally raining.
Yeah, we finally got a little rain out there, Buzz.
The yard won't burst into flames now.
One of the things that I noticed in here that I thought might help you and anybody else that is, even you in a lengthy relationship,
I'm open to ideas.
Man, after that crap I ate last night, it was sure nice to wrap my tonsils around a Bagel City chicken salad sandwich.
You love that.
Jesus, that's good food.
You can't beat American food.
I had a guy that I went to college with one time that said... He talked about fries with gravy. It was the first time I've ever had it. Right. You know?
Fries with gravy.
Junior.
I always thought it was kind of an upstate New York thing, but I guess it's diner food. It really is, but I'd never heard of it. He said his name was Joe Chris, and the Chris was a Polish name, so it was spelled in that like K-R-Y-Z-Z-S-C-Z-X thing. Yeah. And he said to me, Joe Chris, big fat guy. And he walks in and goes, Mike,
shocking.
You got to go into this diner. You got to go into the diner and ask for the fries with the beef gravy. It's sex.
Oh.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
And was it true?
It was. Oh, it was good, but it wasn't as good as sex.
No.
Buzz?
It depends on the sex.
You found
50 fun ways to get even close. This is an alert here. I'd like to tell women you might enjoy this, and men, get prepared to vomit when you hear some of these things.
Should I get Constantine back on the line?
You know, you should pay attention, Rob Spiewak, because this is the type of thing that's going to help your marriage.
My marriage is fine.
Rob,
thank
aren't you.
You
always telling me you just wish that you could get closer to Carrie? Get her in a better chokehold. No. You've always said wouldn't you all like to be closer to your wives?
Well, sure. I think everybody
would. At times.
Would. I'd certainly like to be closer to my girlfriend.
Let's say we would.
Buzz says here in the pages of Cosmopolitan magazine, the secret to staying tight. Now, wait a minute. I didn't know
that
this
is
was
dirty.
I didn't know this was a medical article. Mm-hmm. Has less to do with with long relationship talks.
Oh,
and,
as tight as a unit, a
and
friendship.
More to do with having a good time together.
Having fun, laughing together. That's key, I think.
And then I love when they're written like this. Now that's totally doable, right? Here, a ton of ideas. Now this is written by a broad. So there's a warning right there.
Oh,
all right?
Cosmo, yeah.
50 ways to get even closer.
Miss
all right?
Elizabeth, get in the way.
Number one, Buzz, pay attention.
I'm listening.
Have an unwind ritual. Transition from work mode into play mode by creating a happy hour habit.
Uh-huh.
It can be enjoying a glass of wine and a plate of cheese together. Oh, here we go. I'm ready to vomit already.
That's really good. That's going
to
help.
Having a glass of wine and enjoying. I mean, what guy wants to come home and have wine and cheese?
Carrie always whines.
That'll keep you awake on the couch.
The 5-minute snuggle session. And then she writes, whatever. The shared repose will put you in sync. Number two,
yeah.
Play DJ. You know how some songs remind you of certain people?
Yes.
To stay in his brain, create a playlist of your all-time favorites and have him do the same for you. Here we go.
Yeah.
You know, really, once again, not going to happen, not going to be doable.
For those of you who have a couple of hours to sit and listen to music.
Then they have whip up a meal, take a shower together, buy him a little something. Join him at a work event.
Oh, you know, that is a good idea.
We all like that, and we encourage it, don't we?
This is on newsstands?
This one we have to read. All right, it's not the most exciting way to spend an evening, but attending a drinks thing with his coworkers or going to the company party brings you into that part of his world and shows this is wrong.
That's a bad idea.
This has got to be counted.
That's trouble.
This is very bad trouble.
We have to get this off the newsstand.
Don't Jennifer, the wives have great times when they come to the Christmas party?
Remember when we, how many of us, we've all gone through the thing when we were doing live appearances out and about?
Right.
Oh, you want to come to the, no, I just don't think it's a good idea.
Remember at one time they hoodwinked us.
They did.
Oh,
they
it says come. Here, you'll be finally able to put faces to names when he tells work stories.
Now, see, you don't want that
What's
either.
What's bad about that?
You don't want that at all.
Jennifer Benjamin.
So you're that jackass.
All right, that's number six. Number seven, take a class in something you both suck at. Oh, bleh. Yeah, I'm just looking for one. I'm looking for one. I haven't gotten to
one
10 yet. I'm looking for one that I can
tip.
Even, yes. Number eight, have coffee in bed. No. Number nine, give him a head massage. Well, you know, that's
hey,
it's first... too, you know what? They fall into two categories, completely asinine and then too obvious, you know? Mm-hmm. Yes, who wouldn't like a nice little head massage?
Or...
Depends on.
But who has the time?
Not only does it feel unbelievable
it
for
sure
your
does.
Guy. I'm just reading what they're saying here.
Are they thinking what I'm thinking?
But with his noggin in your lap, I don't think so, Buzz.
Oh, okay.
You can have a real, oh, see? She ruins it. Says, give him a head massage. Not only does it feel unbelievable for your guy, but with his noggin in your lap, you can have real FaceTime. F you, Jennifer Benjamin.
And by noggin, they mean...
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what they mean. I know you'd like the other one. Number 10, share first together. Number 11, fake a tropical vacation. No.
How do you do that?
I'm not even reading
There's
it. Number 12,
in the living room.
Be go-getters. Be go-getters. What does that mean? It's always easier to achieve something if you have a partner in crime. Writing that screenplay you've always had...
Oh,
what
my
is she
God.
Smoking?
I have no
I
idea.
I mean, I understand she's playing to the biatches, but give me a break here.
Carrie, I've written a screenplay. It's called Death Trap. I'd like you to just tighten it up a little bit.
Writing that screenplay you've always had in your head or losing 10 pounds will feel that much easier to handle if you're working on it. I can't read this and look at you because I'm thinking about you when I read all these.
What,
Rob, are you planning
me
on
losing 10 pounds?
What did you have for dinner last night?
Last night for dinner, we had salmon and spinach salad.
Oh, see, okay. I caught him on one. I didn't want that.
Well, because you went to the price
you. I wanted you to lie and say you had hot dogs.
Go
again.
The night before.
What'd you have the night before?
The night before.
Yeah?
Yes?
What?
Half of a rotisserie chicken and hamburger helper with extra cheese.
Yeah.
Thank
that's
you.
More like it.
Thank
extra
you so
cheese.
Much.
You know, casually, only on a very occasional basis, Rob will just casually mention what he's enjoying, what he's
I
getting
know,
for
I
dinner.
Hear. Fish sticks, hot dogs, like
I mean,
that.
It is truly amazing.
Well,
really.
Fish sticks is something she chooses.
Uh-huh.
I choose hot dogs.
I heard you love them.
This all started when Rob came in with the Carrie's recipe for Captain Crunch fried chicken.
I stand by it.
Do you still have that on a regular basis?
It's really a vast undertaking because you have to bring up the deep fryer.
From the basement?
Yeah. Well, no, now it's in the pantry.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes a
you
full gallon of
that.
Oil. And you know how
that is an appliance.
You
need to keep that close by.
Yes. Well, I don't like to even turn it off.
What kind of fryer do you have? Do you have the Fry Daddy? The Fry Daddy?
You bought me a beautiful wearing fryer.
Oh, the wearing fryer that I got you
with
the Captain. Now, how does that work? You take the Captain Crunch, you put it in the blender.
Yes.
And that makes the coating.
I don't know if you blend it or use a rolling pin.
Either one.
Yeah. And then you use an egg bath.
Now, do you make an emulsion for that?
You do. No, all right, everyone's bitter they didn't know what an emulsion is. I'm guilty.
Then you call the paramedics.
And then you do. Then you take two Lipitor.
All right. Well, Jennifer Benjamin's got this. Eat ice cream for dinner. Okay. Yeah.
That's tonight.
Number 15, get into an extreme activity. This is scary. I don't know. You might be worried about this, Rob. After your Captain Crunch fried chicken. Every relationship, Rob, could use a shot of adrenaline.
Yeah, like extreme BM.
But you don't have to jump off a cliff to get a rush. Testing out a rock. I have now turned this into directed at Rob, and it's funnier that way.
And it started for Buzz, and its turn made the turn.
Testing out a rock climbing wall. Sure. Or even going on a on a glute-building hike will totally tighten your bond. That's what you and Carrie have to do. You have to do the rock climbing wall.
I tried the rock climbing wall. All the rocks fell off.
I have my wife use a ladder.
Yes, of course, so you can push her off. You're all Satanists. I know that.
Buzz was up late last night greasing the rungs.
You know, now that I've actually directed at my compadres here, this is actually working better for me. Number 16, compliment each other when you're in front of him. Yeah. Mm. Number 17, go to a game with him. That's BS. Hold on. Let me turn the page here. Number 18, camp out. If the two of you spend night after night debating whether to have Chinese or pizza for dinner, then you really need to get out of the house. Cooking a hot dog.
Hey!
Bingo.
There you go.
Cooking a hot dog.
This is a good magazine.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
But then we argue as to what kind of hot dog.
Cooking a hot dog over a fire. What would that argument be like, Rob? I don't understand.
Well,
your favorite hot dog?
Well, you have to buy Hebrew National.
I'm in agreement with you on that. That's a fine product.
Carrie likes Ballpark.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, she's misguided.
Yeah, but I'll take a Ballpark if it's all we got.
I think I've used misguided too much on the show today. Everybody's misguided.
It's because you're talking about me a lot today.
Cooking a hot dog over a fire, Rob, and sleeping outside might be the perfect escape from your same old relationship issues. Yeah, I see you doing that. Number 19, come up with...
What are we doing tonight?
Come up with silly nicknames.
Silly nicknames.
That's right.
Fred Thompson has a few of those, doesn't he? Yes, come up with silly nicknames. We've got to do...
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
Give me a C.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be just that word. You can put a word in front of it.
Hours
like
of fun.
Thieving.
That I didn't think that was going to see the light of air.
Thieving.
For example, if he's a smarty pants, call him Noodle. Yes, Jennifer, the article is written by, what's her name? Jennifer Benjamin.
She's very good.
Private Benjamin here.
Noodle,
if you like to shop, he can call you Rax.
Shut up!
Jesus. I mean, what do they do? Do you think they kill about 8 bottles of Pinot Grigio and then just sit down on the floor Indian style and write this crap?
I bet there's only about 25 articles and they just keep rotating them issue after issue.
It's a little funnier than I expected it would be. Number 20, look up. Lie on a blanket outside and take turns telling each other what cloud shapes you see.
Oh, man.
I think this is a weekend. If the rain stops, Rob, you can probably do this evening.
Yeah, I've ended up on my back in the yard before, but never with my wife.
What you think looks like a dinosaur could be a foot-long hoagie to him.
That looks like a tater tot.
Number 21, become friendly with his buddies.
No.
Now, Mike, this involves you.
No.
Are you busy this weekend?
Not
I'd love for you to come and have Carrie get friendly with you.
No, you know me, Rob.
Perhaps you could play Uno.
I'm the antisocial one.
Love to have you to the place.
Oh, here we go. And this is for everybody. 22, do some good. Do some good. Dishing out food at a soup kitchen or cleaning up. You're going to have a busy weekend, Rob.
Maybe she could just clean up.
Yeah, Brad and Angelina would be so proud. They use that as an example.
My role models.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Now Mike O'Mara's got to pay attention. I just talked about myself in third person.
What did the host find?
Number 23, go puppy shopping.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, now that you know what? I'm going to accept that one. Of all the stuff we've gotten, one that I think is value.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to buy a poo. But posing as potential dog owners and playing with little fur balls will be a fun treat for both of you.
Oh, that's just cruel.
No, she screws that up, too, because I'm going to go out puppy shopping for real.
For real. She wants you to fake it.
All right. Number 4. Oh, hey, Buzz.
It's all about Buzz.
Here's number 24.
Good.
I don't know what it means. Have a stroke session.
I think number what's number 25?
Number 25.
I think 24 speaks for itself.
Well, it's got an explanation.
Oh, really? Oh, I'd love to hear.
Does
it.
The stroke session have anything to do with slurred talking?
What, excuse me, Rob.
I'm having one right now.
Slip into bed naked and spend 20 minutes gently running your fingernails over each other's arms.
Incredible.
Backs. And stomachs.
We tried that. There was blood.
It's naughty, it's relaxing, and it can put you in the mood for a more X-rated form of touching.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Rob is now playing tapes from only fat people. Number 25, make a group dinner. No. 26, share your most embarrassing story. No, crap. 27, make it a PJ's day. Crap. Number 28, leave love notes. Be big nerds.
No, no.
Swap show. What's swap shows?
What's that?
Swap shows. You don't understand why he watches American Chopper. He doesn't get what's so great about Grey's Anatomy. So learn a little more about each other's. No, 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 no.
No, I don't like that.
Don't swap television. That's, you know, don't they understand people are coming home from work?
Yeah, you're right.
It's garbage.
I like Pajama Day.
Swap show. Oh, of course, yeah.
Maybe you can put on pajamas and watch Grey's Anatomy.
With a big hole cut in it. 31, tuck him in. 32, do some home makeovers, have reading time. Show them a take an after-dinner walk. Sweat it out. Plan your dream vacate. No, rise and shine.
No.
Play hooky. Challenge your man.
Anything else about hot dogs?
Go to him for advice. The one I just liked about you was, where was it? Because look up. Look at the clouds, Rob. I'll see you doing that. Come up with a bad day plan. I don't know what that means. Agree to go on. Go to an activity that will elevate your moods when one of you is feeling crappy.
Oh, you see, I thought they were planning for a bad day. This is a plan in case
there's come up
a bad
with
day.
A bad day plan.
I was going to say, here's my bad day plan. Let's go to the mall and the outlets.
It could be bowling, a horror flick, or just drowning your sorrows in large margaritas. That's maybe making progress.
Yeah, except not margaritas, beer.
I usually come up. You have a bad day plan every day, don't you?
I'm about 2 hours away from my bad day plan.
Some people use heroin.
Well, here's more crap. We're winding it down here. Make Sunday brunch. Share a code. Teach him a thing or two. Oh, God, horrible. How do they get away with this? Flash him.
You're the one who bought it.
Hey, that's a good one. This is a good one.
When he least expects it, give your guy a peek at your breasts or butt. It'll keep him on his toes. Make him laugh. I like that. I will give her props. I will. Yes.
We should have been number one.
50 ideas. Uh-huh. The last two are snap silly pictures, BS, have a bedtime treat. Before you go to sleep, kiss his shoulder. It's a sweet gesture that he'll know he can count on.
If it's human waste, every night. For me.
Oh, now, the one about flashing, is that for the men or the women?
It's directed at the women.
Because I could show Carrie my breast. Just a glimpse.
Your D-cups. Flash your D-cups, Rob.
I'm sorry.
I think out of all 50, flashing is the only one that
that's
we approved of.
That and the hot dogs.
Well, that's from the pages of Cosmo magazine. Fantastic.
On newsstands now.
Yes, and if you get done with that article, you can read the one about how to feel more pleasure every day.
I don't know how I could possibly.
They're always kind of like borderline sex stories. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Then it's something like, it's a stretching thing or yoga when you get to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're a tease, Cosmo is.
They're all about that.
A big tease. We got time for like one phone call before we break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you?
I wanted to tell you a story. My wife and I, we did the whole go to the gym together thing.
How'd that work out for you?
Combined about 700 pounds. And I am.
Wait, slow down. Jeremy, slow down. I got some questions. Did you say somebody's 700 pounds?
Yeah.
Who is 700 pounds?
Oh, no, combined. I was about.
Me.
Good. Sorry, buddy.
Wow.
Good story, up to a point.
I'll miss him.
What? And now I don't believe anything he was
although,
saying.
Looking ahead to Monday,
right,
we will be speaking to a couple that between them lost 580 pounds.
Did you see the picture? I think it was on Yahoo. The heaviest. He may be the new record holder, 1,250 pounds.
Uh-huh. And he used to produce the Liddy Show.
It's not.
No,
John
I'm
Pop.
Kidding, John. I love you,
John Pop. We were looking at John Pop on a webcam the other day. That's how pathetic our lives are. We're looking
sad.
At our at Liddy's old producer, John Pop, setting up a remote for like the NRA.
It was great, wasn't it?
And all we did. This is how our time is wasted in the back room, and we're telling him to flip us off on the webcam.
Called him up on his cell phone, and that made my relationship stronger.
There is a picture on Yahoo. It was yesterday. I still got it, actually, on my homepage. And it's got the 1,250-pound man. And like that show I forgot what the show is on the Learning Channel. It's about the obese people.
There's one that's called The 1,200-Pound Man. I've seen that.
This guy had the same thing one of the guys on that TV show had. He's lying on the bed, and he is the weight is so significant that there is a bowl of skin. There's a skin.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It like comes off his leg?
It comes off his leg, and you're looking at it. And
do I?
And it's got like almost like little follicles
Let
down at the bottom.
Let me show you this. No, I'm kidding.
It is really, and it's like this other guy. It almost looks like, you know, beanbag territory.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not, is it?
But doesn't it almost look like if someone were to melt and make a pool of skin underneath them?
A puddle.
Yeah, like if a candle drips down.
It's nasty. It is nasty. But they said this guy has also almost set the world record for the most weight lost. Yeah. He's lost 400 pounds.
I believe that's true.
Well, God bless him.
He's getting back into all his old clothes. But this thing that comes off the left leg, it could be like sack a little bit, it looks like, maybe.
Yeah, but it couldn't be.
It
has to be just leg.
Meanwhile, his wife's run off with the personal trainer.
Yes, and then said the F word on our show.
Yeah.
All right, do we have that music standing by, Rob? Do you have the very special music that we have?
Indeed.
He doesn't know this is coming, but because it's Friday, and I know he's usually in a good mood on Friday. Are you ready to bring Joe Artinger in here for the next segment?
Oh, my God.
I am if you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it before. You know, we've gone through, Don and I have tried it a while. John Norman, of course,
Rock.
Impenetrable.
He's the Rock. Humor.
Buzz has done it, but it's been a while since we've had old Joe Artinger do it. I'm talking, of course, about Make Him Laugh. Yes, Make Joe Artinger Laugh. We ask you to call 1-877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. With your funny, doesn't have to be a joke.
No, it can be an observation.
Always seems to be jokes.
Riddles.
Riddles, yarns.
We get jokes.
Anecdotes.
You like jokes?
Spins.
Sure.
Make Joe laugh.
Stories of your laugh. Improvisational theater.
Sure.
So, put 10 minutes on the clock. When we come back, we will have a segment of Make Joe Artinger Laugh. And what are we giving away?
A chance for $100.
100 American dollars if you miraculously succeed in making Mr. Joe Artinger laugh. Sweet. We will do that coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.